Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry and Junior Minister, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Michael, are people really taking selfies at the crime scene where Michael Gaine was murdered?
Well, first of all, good evening to you and your listeners, Andrea. But the first thing I'd say to you is the whole use of mobile phones, and obviously I don't want to get into particular cases, but there was a situation recently where a person was in the water in a certain city, and rather than assisting or trying to be helpful or just not being ghoulish about it, people instead were literally taking out their phones and videoing a person who was in serious distress in a river in a city. Yeah. Now, we also then, the Gardaí will tell you, one of the major problems that they have if an accident happens on the motorway and say something bad now, and just by its very nature, people are travelling at whatever the speed limit is on the motorway, and if an accident happens, it can have horrific consequences. Mm-hmm. And you know the situation where family members could literally have a flash coming into their phone. It could go up on Facebook or whatever of an accident. It could be their family member's car. Their family member could be involved. They could be injured or worse. And all of a sudden, somebody thinks it's okay to flash that up just to be the first person saw this on the motorway now. And it's the same thing in the Michael Gaine case. You have people thinking that there's something good about stopping a car, getting out and taking what I'd call selfies at the site of his farm. Now, that's not good behaviour because there's families involved. There are people deceased. And I don't want to dwell particularly just on his situation. And God be good to him and every other accident victim and victim of crime. But why do people think that it is sociably acceptable that the first thing you have to do when you see something, it could be somebody falling on the ground inside in the city or inside in a town, and one of the first things that will happen is people go take out the phone to take a picture or worse again a video and put it up on their page, and then all of a sudden it's off out there. And again, you could have family members in Australia seeing somebody that's related to them after being injured or in an accident or perhaps dead. Mm. And people actually don't care. And
it's sick, Michael.
It is. And you see, what I'm saying is that, and I don't want to dwell on the Michael Gaine case, but because of the fact that's only a few miles away from where I live, I knew the man all my life, a very respectable farmer. And it's just the idea of people using the scene of that crime and the scene of that death and all of the horrors that go with that, that people think there is something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not standing at the cliffs of Moher. You're not in ladies.
It's desperate. There's no other way to describe it. But I do just want to check, Michael. I know you don't want to dwell too much, I suppose, on that particular incident, but that is the reason why we're talking to you today. But have you witnessed people doing this, or it's been brought to your attention anyway, has it, that people are taking selfies?
Well, it's very, very local to me, and there's a Garda presence there all the time.
There is.
And just to tell you how bad it is, the guards had to put out cones at locations along there to stop people of pulling in their cars for this purpose. And I just can't make sense out of that. So what I'd be asking you and your programme and your good listeners is to start thinking about this. Sociably, society should start saying to each other, for God's sake, use your telephone for good purposes. Use it for the great piece of equipment that it is, for information, for relaying messages, important messages, for storing data, for making your calls and keeping in contact, and for education and all of the other good purposes you can put it to. But when something bad happens, such as a car accident, why is it that the first thing people think of is, I must get this on my phone?
But what I can't understand is what they're going to do with it. I mean, why on earth anybody out there travelling past, you know, the scene in particular where Michael Gaine was murdered, that somebody would think, do you know what, I'll stop off here, I'll pull in, I'll get out of the car, I'll go over, I'll get my phone, I'll not just take a photograph of the site and the image where this happened, but furthermore, I'm going to actually insert myself into this picture now, and I'm going to take a photograph of me at the site. I mean, like, it is just grotesque.
Yes, so that they're able to say, oh, I was here, look I where I there. Am today. And, like, why would, rather than passing by, and like I say about the accidents, it's the same thing. Rather than you blessing yourself and saying a little quiet prayer that for the person that is deceased or the accident victim, the person that might be hurt, how would a person feel that's taking a selfie at that site? Or if a person is taking a picture of an accident on the motorway or on anywhere in Ireland today or anywhere in the world, actually.
And how I'm conscious of Michael Gaines' family,
That was the point I was going
desperate.
To make. How would people feel if it was their family member? Yeah. If it was they were involved? If it was their brother or sister or father or uncle or child? How would they feel? And I think that people really have to start questioning themselves.
Yeah.
And the Gardaí, I've heard this from numerous Gardaí, one of the biggest problems they have at the scene of an accident is this whole thing of the window down, the phone out the window, people doing 5 miles an hour for fear that they would miss something because they want this horror image on their phone so that they can send it around and say, look what I saw today on the motorway. I mean, it's just outrageous. And of course, we do have the small little effect in if a person is on their own in the car and if they're using the phone, they're not supposed to have it in their hand. So, I mean, people, all the message that I'd have, and this is the summertime, I'm not coming on your show with any big lecture or any big, you know, statement. All I'm just saying is, could people please be thoughtful about other people? And we're not even getting into the whole thing of people bullying other people on the phone and intimidation and all the horrible uses that phones are being used for now, whether it's young people. People just seem to think that their phone is like a weapon and that they can use it for any of these horrible purposes.
Yeah. Should it be an offence, Michael? Should we discuss this previously? I know when we were talking about that incident in County Cork, actually, in relation to friends and family members of a drowning victim, and, you know, photographs and pictures and videos and the whole lot that were taken. Should it be an offence that there's a, you know, the distribution of material, whether it be pictures or videos on social media? Should it be a crime, you know, to take pictures like this and distribute it?
The answer I'd give you to that is the phone is being used in such a horrible way now for horrible purposes. I would really, really say that we're going to have to look at the whole thing of social media. And before people do not try to say that I'm trying to stifle free speech or anything like that. If I come out with something as a politician, for example, and if people disagree with it, no problem in the world. Criticise me, take me on, challenge me, say that I'm wrong, or any politician for that matter. But this whole intimidation online, the personal horrible things, and I mean, I'll give you an example, and I'd love to call this out. If I put up a picture tomorrow of a grandchild of mine, and if I'm in the picture, I have certain people that will come along, and right underneath that, the message they'll give is in the comments, scumbag. Well, I would love to meet that person and ask them straight up to their face, why should they feel that they're entitled to call
to
me
that?
Yeah. What did I, like, of course, disagree with my politics, if they want to, disagree with my opinions, disagree with maybe the fact that right now I'm supporting government, and if they don't like that, and if they want to criticise that, no problem. But have an intelligent debate. But it is not an intelligent person. And if any of them are listening to, I'd say, I would hope that their mothers and fathers didn't rear them that the best they could come up with is, oh, scumbag. Just because you're online,
it's desperate.
And it is not. This is not about stifling people's right to criticise or condemn politicians or disagree with them. No problem in the world. But it's this other use of phones as if my phone is a weapon and I'm going to hurt you with my phone.
I think aside from all of that, I think even just from a taste and decency perspective, I think it's absolutely just dreadful. that people would stop and take a photograph. It's not even the photo. I think it's the fact it's a selfie as well makes it so much worse down at the sign at the site of a crime scene. Like it's still a crime scene. There's an investigation, you know, being carried out there by the guards, and the people would go down and take photographs, and that the guards had intervened to try to stop people doing this. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Michael, we leave it there for the moment. That's independent Kerry TD Michael Healy-Rae, and of course Junior Minister as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.